And now the Bagel Song, a Distorted View Daily test of patience.
Sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're
going to
rape her. We're
going to
take
her. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Hey, Freaks, Dimension back here for your Wednesday edition of DV. Thank you so much for joining me. Yesterday, we did over an hour for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not a member, sign up for the Sideshow. Today, got lots of audio to share with you. It's a jam-packed program. And when I say jam-packed, I don't mean that there's just so much stuff we can barely contain it within one show. I mean that it's sweet, like jelly. And I want to spread myself all over you. Then you can gobble me up. Real quick, before we get into anything of real substance, I was thinking that I might possibly go back to college and finish my degree. You know, I went to school for several years. I didn't really have a major. I mean, I kind of had a major, but I wasn't close to getting any particular degree when I stopped and I entered the workforce. But, you know, a degree would be a good thing to have in case this whole show implodes and then I'd have nothing. I would be totally fucked. Where am I going to work? I think the only thing I'm qualified to do because of this show is, you know those guys who dress up like the Statue of Liberty and they stand out in front of the tax preparation office and they spin around that sign and they're like, oh, come on in. Get your taxes done. I'm thinking that's pretty much what I could do. If only I could spin signs. I see some of these guys on the street. They're flipping things around and throwing it up and catching it. That's where I'd have a real problem. If they just let me talk, like get a megaphone, that would be great. So I'm hoping it doesn't come to that. I'm hoping this show goes on for a long, long time. But I gotta be realistic. You guys turn on me every time I say something a little controversial. I get people canceling memberships. So, your fair weather friends. I know, if this show got a little more popular and, like, someone, like Al Sharpton, right, commented on it and said, oh, there, that Tim Henson of Distorted View is not good for the blacks. I don't know how he talks. That might be enough right there for Al Sharpton to comment. No, if something like that were to happen and there was a little heat involved with the program, I have a feeling a lot of you would get the fuck out of town, right? You would stop being supporters of DV, and you would go listen to, I don't know, Adam Carolla or whatever. So I need a plan B. Now, the problem is, if I were to look for a job right now, and I've mentioned this before, my name is all over the internet, usually followed by, is a pedophile. Again, you guys are assholes. And, you know, Cornswall did a lot of that. He used to, like, write these blog posts, this guy, Alexander Cornswald, who I think was fake, but still, he would write blog posts about how he thought I was a pedophile. Whatever. So now if you search for Tim Henson is a pedophile, actually, if you Google Tim Henson is, I think it autofills a pedophile. So there's absolutely no way I could get a real job with that name, because employers Google you now and they Facebook you, so I've got to change my name. So here's what I want you to do, and I thought the perfect opportunity would be, you know, if I go back to school, I'll use my new name, but I need a new name. Now, you know when you hold up a picture of someone and you say, that looks like a Jimmy, or that looks like a Tony? I need a name that people are going to see my picture and say, oh, okay, well, that makes perfect sense. Okay, yeah, that, you know, I can see that. Like, I can't be called Caleb. I don't look like a Caleb. So if you could all do me a favor and find a picture of me, either online or go on my Facebook page or whatever, and then ask your mom or your friend, someone who doesn't really know Distorted View, and just ask them, who does this look like? What name does this look like? I need some suggestions for names. I can only imagine what I'm going to get from you freaks, but I'd really appreciate it. I have an uneasy feeling about this. I'm probably going to end up enrolling at Ohio State under the name Laquifa Voldemort or something. All right, so I really like your suggestions there. You remember the catfish lady, right?
Do you like catfish?
I love the sound of her.
You new black people.
Yeah, I love her voice. Well, DV listener Jean Laquifer, which sounds a lot like the name I'm going to be enrolling with at Ohio State. Maybe I'll just take your name. I'm now Jean Laquifer, has uncovered a new interview with the catfish lady where she says even more outrageous things like this.
He loves fish children's ass.
What was the... He loved fresh children's ass.
He loved fresh children's ass.
Well, that is crazy. What else did she say?
Asshole.
Asshole, uh-huh. And finally...
Do you like black people?
I sense a little judgment in her voice there. Well, thank you very much, Jean Laquifer, or Jean Laquifer. Not sure if you're French or not. All right, a couple pieces of audio now for you. First up, Tan Mom is back with yet another single. She's made another music video. God, who is doing this? Who is giving Teen Mom this type of work? Stop it!
I kissed a girl.
Town from Malibu to Jersey Shore. Don't do Eno, not a whore. Wanna see something icky? Look up Farrah on the wiki. She's a backdoor tragedy. Needs a personality. Jackie saw me falling on the carpet, licking Adam Barta.
I think Adam Barta is the guy who is behind all of these songs. He's done, I think he did the Octomom song as well. Let me look him up real quick on the YouTubes and see what else he has. I think what he does is he just finds these reality stars. Oh, yeah, he did the one with the Jonah Falcon, the guy with the huge dick. That song, It's Too Big.
Ooh, I've got a big one. Yeah. It's the biggest one around. If you're lucky, I can show it off and you can go to town.
Looks so huge, that giant bulge in you, a fantasy come true. I'm singing ooh ooh ooh.
Okay, no, we're just gonna move on. Unfortunately, I've got another song to share with you. This is called Teach Me How to Breastfeed. It's an instructional song, and according to the description, the song and video was inspired by the many moms who I've helped breastfeed. Seriously, do women need instructions on how to breastfeed? We've been doing it for centuries and thousands of years, probably, however long we've been on this earth. That's up for some debate. It's either a couple hundred or a couple thousand. All right, so here we go. This is How to Breastfeed, the music video. Lots of boobs. Lots of babies sucking on tits. Lots of black women. Skin to skin is why you have a baby. Know what I mean?
It may take time, but be patient. Feed her on demand. Don't keep that baby waiting. Teach me how to breastfeed. Teach me how to breastfeed. Teach me how to breastfeed. Teach me how to breastfeed.
And you get the idea there. Thank you. Got a bit of a news bloopy to share with you. And I'm sorry, I don't have the name of the person who sent this in. It was probably like Get Him Steve Dave or Rob from Cleveland, who was featured, by the way, on an Kotaku article recently. If you're familiar with the gaming blog Kotaku, there was, I guess Rob posted a video on YouTube of him as a kid and from the early 90s when I guess Nintendo was introducing some sort of gummy Super Mario Brothers snack food, and they were going around to various malls, and you could record a little rap video, and you dance along to a rap video. It's very cringeworthy, and I got to post that on our Reddit so you can see little Rob from Cleveland rapping or dancing to a rap with Mario Brothers in the background. All right, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a news bloopy here. Take a listen.
Tonight at Target Field, taking on the Cleveland Indians, and WCCO's batting practice buddies are there watching the team warm up. And Chris Schaefer is with some
drunk
new friends at Target Field. How's it going, Chris?
So far, so good. The weather is nice. I've got three buddies with me, Alex, Logan, and Jonathan. One of the cool things about batting practice buddies is you get a free baseball. But look at mine. It's kind of plain Jane. Gentlemen, flash your balls toward the camera.
Whoa.
You can see.
No, don't flash your balls towards the camera.
Gentlemen, flash your balls toward the camera.
Obviously, he's talking about the baseball, but poor choice of words. Flash your balls. Let's move from the balls to up the shaft. You guys have heard of priapism before. That's when you get a rock-hard boner, and that boner won't go away. It sounds like a dream come true, but after a couple hours, it really starts to hurt badly. And so this guy went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, "Hey, can I film myself making your dick go down?" And the guy was like, "Sure." So the doctor filmed this, and take a listen to this whole procedure. That's the patient.
You're gonna do some bait. You're gonna do some bait and pull in.
Very sore.
Here's a stick.
Oh, the black man with a big penis, and he's moaning. Listen to that. It's very haunting, isn't it? Let me fast forward just a little bit here.
Well, the importance of getting this erection fixed is so that it will work later on because
well, we're all having a good time. The patient's laughing. I mean, after this happens to you, wouldn't you be afraid to get a boner again? Like, your cock is obviously defective in that, you know, it can't drain the blood. So what's it from, why wouldn't it happen again?
Okay.
He's inserting, like, injecting him.
What you might do is
big needle. Oh.
Well, why don't, before it clots, why don't you go ahead and stop right now, but keep some pressure. You're going to have to, Charles, you may end up just put your gloves on or, and
it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There.
Yeah.
Actually, it's starting to flow.
Okay. Now you found the corpora cavernosa. Okay, good. So it's flowing good.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it might help to actually squeeze the penis a little bit.
Well, that's what caused it to get inflated in the first place. Oh, he's really grabbing onto that dick.
Okay, this man is definitely...
That's definitely going down.
More flaccid.
Yeah, yeah. You can see that.
It looks like what he's doing is he's sucking out the blood. Because the syringe is being filled up with blood. You could probably do this at home. Why embarrass yourself by going to the doctor? Just jab your cock and drain some of the blood.
Yeah, I don't like that by itself. We want to go down.
It's the wife, I guess, or the girlfriend.
So I think the blood...
You're grabbing that dick and you're going to go down.
Pressure's hanging in there. It's about the same as when we started.
And they're monitoring his vitals.
Well, I got tired of three hands being on the stirrup with it.
What was that? Mumble mouth? There. It's
We're done.
Flaccid.
Good job.
Ta-da!
Yeah, excellent.
Did an excellent job.
It looks excellent.
So again, you're okay with me taking a video of this?
Yeah. What?
All right.
I always wanted to be in the movie.
Yeah. World Star Hip Hop! Oh, that reminds me. I've got a clip here of a crazy crack hoe sucking dick for rock. As a matter of fact, she stops in the middle of the blowjob to smoke crack. See what we got here. Ugh. She ain't got too many toofs in her head.
God damn, baby, you suck it.
Yeah.
Dick better after you smoke. God.
She's crazy after she smokes.
Let me take another hit and I want you to see how much harder my mouth gets.
What?
Yeah, seriously, this chemical reaction shit is crazy.
She's tweaking pretty hard right now. What I love is she's like, do you want me to smoke another one? Because this is going to be crazy. When really, it has nothing to do with it. She just wants to smoke some more crack. It's not for his benefit. All right, here she goes. She's smoking. And the guy is left to jerk himself off. All right, let me fast forward here. She's just, there she goes. She's smoking. I love it. She's smoking. She smokes out the door. Like, the guy must have said, look, I don't want smoke smell in my car. This is new, baby. All right, here we go. She's feeling the effects of it. She's flipping out.
Oh,
sorry. Shaking.
Hey, let me just do shit. Lean back.
I'm straight.
I don't want to choke on it until she gets... A little bit more closer.
Yeah. I can't understand what she's saying either.
Because I'm black.
Because she's black. Getting closer. She's rubbing her pussy. And she's slapping herself. She's got a fistful of cash in one hand. I think she's ready to go back to blowing now. I'm pretty sure he comes in her mouth. I don't even think he warns her. But, you know, he paid good money. $10 whole. Yep.
You asshole.
Aww.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me?
You asshole. I wanted you to skeet it on my eyelids. It would have been better if I could have used it as a blindfold.
That shit was good.
Oh. You know what? Like, whenever next time we go somewhere on the inside, right?
Yeah.
And you skeet, right?
Yeah.
I want you to skeet on my eyelids. That way I can be blindfolded, like, on the way to the bathroom. And I'll be, like, filling the walls on the way to the bathroom. You feel me?
She is all over the place. Yeah. All right. Get the fuck out of my car now. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Yeah, it was good for
a night. Can someone decipher that, please? All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you would like to help support Distorted View Daily and me, I'm quite the charity case, sign up for the Sideshow, become a member, and get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts. All next week, we're going to be doing Sideshow exclusive programs. So if you're not a member, you're not going to get any DV. Sign up right now. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. That's a great deal because it brings down the monthly price to like five something. And, of course, we accept all major credit cards now. You don't have to have a PayPal account, but if you do have a PayPal account, you can use that. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. Lifetime memberships are also available, so there's no reason now not to sign up for the sideshow. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, penis-shaped jewelry. It's not just for Etsy anymore. As a matter of fact, we now have celebrity penis jewelry. Whoa, yes, Kesha's behind this. She's designed a range of penis jewelry, and it's been a runaway success. The Kesha Rose by Charles Albert Collection is flying off the shelves, featuring bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings. Real rings, not cock rings. Although, why not make cock rings at this point? Handcrafted in Alchema, or zero carat gold. I don't know what that means. The range features gold penises, teeth, skulls, and lightning bolts. It goes from trashiest, the penis, and then it goes to less trashy. Teeth, skulls, and lightning bolts. I might flip-flop skulls and teeth, though. All right, prices range from $15 to $600, so no matter what your budget, you can drape yourself in penises. All right, the Kesha Rose Penis Charm pendant is only $15 for you thrifty fashionistas out there. Kesha says, I've been wearing Charles Albert for a few years now, and I'm obsessed with their jewelry. It's so fun and massive and makes such a wild statement. It'll be something for everyone, the singer whooped in a release for the collection. The blurb on the website says all the designs were inspired by Kesha's personality. Why isn't there, like, a used condom pendant or something? Like a real used condom dipped in gold. That would be great. All right, where are we at? Well, she recently said that she fancied a slice of Harry Styles. I don't know what that is. So she's not exactly known for being shy and retiring. What is a slice of Harry Styles? Is that a type of pizza in the UK? I don't think that's right. No, of course I know who Harry Styles is. On the inside, I'm a 13-year-old girl. He's a member of One Direction. So she, you know, she said that she wants a piece of Harry. So she's not exactly known for being shy and retiring. But still, a penis toe ring might be going too far for some people. Not my listeners. As a matter of fact, AdamandEve.com, why don't you start selling this shit? All right, second story we have for you today. A body of a woman, age 56, who collapsed and died in her home, is gnawed and eaten by her own cats on her kitchen floor. Say what you will about dogs. And I know there have been news stories about dogs eating people, but I think cats do it way more often because cats don't have any sort of bond with their humans. Oh, you feed me. That's why I like you. Once you don't feed me, I will feed on you. Dogs eat people because they're, you know, I bet dogs wait several days first, right? And they're like, well, maybe he's just sleeping. And he's going to wake up and feed me. And then eventually the dogs have nothing else to do. It's either like, either I'm going to start eating myself or I'm going to eat my master. And then the dogs eat the master. Have you seen that picture of the dog waiting for his owner at the owner's grave? Oh, isn't that heartbreaking? You would never see a cat do that. Some cat would just be eating grass. And then the cat would see like a flower or something and start batting the stem around. Ooh, a new toy. I hate cats. All right. No, I don't hate cats. They're okay. The body of an animal lover was gnawed and eaten by her cats after she died at home alone. The decomposing corpse of Janet Veal, 56, was discovered on the kitchen floor of her isolated house in Ringwood, Hampshire, on April 4th. Neighbors had raised the alarm, having not seen her for some time and noticing that her letterbox was overflowing. Police were forced to use a ladder to enter the semi-detached property, which is at the end of a 100-yard farm track. Inside, they found a distressing scene. There were a number of dead animals, including a cat and a dog. See? The dog is dead, and it didn't want to eat its human. Meanwhile, the other cats are living large. We'll feast for a month on this fat bitch. All right. It's believed the hungry animals had begun to eat their owner after being left without food for months. PC Dave Ivey said the house had clearly not been aired for numerous weeks, and he could not see the floor with all the rubbish. Oh, we got a hoarder on our hands here. The court heard that Mrs. Veal was something of a recluse and had become estranged from her husband. Recording a death from natural causes, coroner Keith Wiseman said these animals had been, the officer thought, confined in these rooms downstairs for what may have well been a period of many weeks, stretching quite possibly into several months. He added, this too was a distressing experience because it was clear that certain parts of Mrs. Veal's body were missing. They were delicious. And had, the officer formed the view, effectively been gnawed and eaten away by the animals. One can only imagine the difficulty with the scene the officer was having to deal with. Pics and vid, please. Pics and vid. All right, final story we have for you today. Guess who's pissed off now? Ukrainians. They're always pissed off. Right? I mean, they're always grumpy. So this doesn't come as a shock. A German consumer goods company has withdrawn a brand of toilet freshener. Well, Ukraine's pissed off at a toilet freshener. Does not take much to set them off. All right, yes, a German consumer goods company has withdrawn a brand of toilet freshener from sale in Eastern Europe after Ukrainians complained it resembled their national flag. Why, you don't want to piss on your national flag? A television advertisement for the yellow and blue Breath Duo Stick freshener got the attention of Ukrainians after it was aired on Russian television, which is watched by many in the neighboring ex-Soviet republic. The ad shows the freshener, a rectangular-shaped block, is put under the toilet rim. A delirious idea from uncultured people, one person commented on the YouTube clip. Yeah, they're just fucking colors. Come on. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking this a little too hard. Tor Barol, Henkel's general manager for laundry and home care products in the Ukraine, said on Wednesday the company had pulled the product within 3 days of seeing the complaints. "We're very sorry if people were offended by the design of our new product. We stopped the production, distribute..." Why did you have to do that? Just pick a couple, you know, pick a few different colors. Just replace the dye in there. Pick red and blue. Or red and green. There are so many colors you can choose from. "We stopped the production, distribution, and television advertising of the product." Barol said the freshener, which had been marketed in Central and Eastern Europe, but not in the Ukraine, was colored yellow to represent its lemon scent. See? And blue to symbolize water and hygiene. It makes perfect sense. You don't see IKEA freaking the fuck out. They're like, whatever. Piss on our colors. Why don't you stop into an IKEA? Have a few dozen Swedish meatballs, produce a big fat shitlog, and crap all over our fucking colors. We don't care. All right, misuse of state symbols became a sensitive issue in Ukraine earlier this month when the authorities found that Jared Hasselhoff, the Hoff's son, I think, a bassist for American rock band Bloodhound Gang, had urinated on the Ukrainian flag during a gig in Kiev. Ukraine, oh, the Bloodhound Gang. Yeah, that's to be expected. They're quite the characters. I'm surprised they're still performing. Do they sell out arenas or something? I doubt it. They're probably playing tiny clubs. Ukraine has since launched a criminal probe against him and barred the musician from visiting the country for 5 years. Ooh, you can't visit the Ukraine. That's adorable. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Couple things I'm all about: audience participation. Fucking bit my tongue. It's all your fault. Just call into the voicemail line so I don't have to mention it. God. Oh, that hurt like a bitch. All right, yes, I was going to say, I love audience participation. Fuck you all. Why do you do this to me? You're killing me. No, I love you guys, and I would love to hear from you if you've never called into the show, or maybe you have called in, but it's been a while. Use our voicemail line, 206-666-4463. We talk about a lot of stuff on Distorted View. I blow through these audio clips and news stories. There's just a lot of stuff for you to comment on, and I would love to hear from you. But please, when you do, just refresh my memory. Say, "Hi, I'm calling about this." Otherwise, I'm not going to know what the fuck you're talking about. Also, if you run across some funny audio or video, maybe just a strange or disgusting or bizarre or cringeworthy website, send me a link. I'm always looking for stuff to share with you, and I can't find everything on the internet all by myself. I need help. I'm only one man. So send me a link or something at show@distortedview.com. That's our email address. Also, if you just want to say hi, if you have a problem I can help you with, if you're suicidal, I've got kind of like a little helpline situation going on at show@distortedview.com. So any of those things would be much appreciated. Let's do a couple voicemails now.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hello.
This is Sean in Illinois.
Hi, Sean.
I understand why you didn't play my last voicemail. But anyway, moving on. I heard you're going to be celebrating your birthday all month.
Yes.
And I just found out a day late.
See, this is why we're celebrating my birthday for a whole month.
About a week late, but anyway. The bottom line is, I just came into a little bit of cash because my uncle killed himself.
Cool.
And I'm going to be buying your fucking premium membership or whatever you call it. I'm going to be a VIP all cool. up in your shit. And you're going to have to hear from me way more. So I have more to comment on based on what you're doing.
Excellent. Sign up for a lifetime membership. Hey, you're rich now. Thank God for your dead uncle offing himself like that. Best thing that could ever happen to you, or me for that matter. It's a win-win. Everyone wins in this situation, except maybe for your uncle, but he's out of his pain. You know, he was obviously dealing with some shit, so he's in a better place, too. Win-win-win.
School, Fred's in the other room trying to kill himself.
I'm gonna do it, Shaggy.
I need to get in there and help him.
I'm gonna freaking do it, Shaggy.
School, help me break the door down. I know what you want.
What?
I know what you want, Shaggy. You want to make a big sandwich.
Oh, come on, Scoop.
No, Shaggy, that's what you want. You want to take a big stack of bread and a big stack of salami and shuffle them all together like a deck of cards and make a big sandwich.
Oh, come on, Scoop.
We're apparently listening in on the new Scooby-Doo Radio Hour. I'm not impressed. Yes, caller? Caller? Nothing? Okay.
Happy birthday, you giant gaping asshole. Guess what your gift is for me this year? It's that CD I sent you 3 years ago. You should actually go through it. I would send you some more, but I've been traveling around the country. Anyway, are you...
What are you doing, VSP? Why are you traveling around the country? What's going on?
You actually selling that laptop for real? Because I might be interested, especially if you sign it. Also, your slightly used Wii U, if you never get around to doing a contest with, I'd actually be interested in. You know...
I also have some radio equipment, or like podcasting equipment, that I'm going to try to sell. I've got some compressors, these... what is it called? The Joe Q? Me Q? I don't know. I got a couple compressors and a mixing board, Firewire mixing board, and maybe like a microphone or something. Just trying to raise a little cash on these during this lean time.
Just putting it out there. Quote, and save the freaks bite. Anyway, send me all those goddamn samples you promised me already. Love you.
Love you too, VSP.
Rabbinical, 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 rabbinical.
All right, okay.
Did you go, Timmy Boo? It's Mike in New York. Hey, I just realized something. I realized I'm a freak. I'm sitting here in Schenectady, New York, the hometown of Linda Finkel.
Yes.
And without even thinking about it, I just started singing, "It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day."
Yeah.
And then I caught myself and started cracking up. Anyway.
Can you track her down? Maybe she's a neighbor or something.
Very easy,
I mean, Schenectady is not that large, is it? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition. I just want to ask her, if I could ever get my hands on Linda Finkel, I just want to ask her, has your life been ruined by my show? Because, you know... Everyone knows Linda Finkel now is synonymous with shitty music, and it's because of Distorted View Daily. Listeners have found her online and emailed her. I had that interview with her where I made fun of her without her knowing it, and I don't know. Either she is the world's most positive person, and none of this is bothering her, or she wants to kill me. Like, she really wants to kill me. All right, one day we'll find out. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it, oh, God?
He loves his children. Yes.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. Give us a 5-star rating. If you really like DV, just write a few nice words for us. That would really help us out. And if you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. When I was young, I only wanted to be